Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. My name is Christoph, and with me is Jeff.
Hey,
Jeff.
Christoph. How's it going, man?
It's good. How are you doing?
Great. Good to be with you.
Yeah, you too.
Is this thing on?
Your microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing
okay,
is
good.
On. You just... You're reliving the glory days over there.
Yeah.
Your college radio.
Oh, yeah.
Where's my on-air sign?
Yeah.
We really need to get one of those for back here.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Yeah, that would. And a glowing, humming. Yeah.
Instead of the sheet, we hang up like these laminated sheets of paper that say recording podcast outside the offices. We need to get like an actual light. Like
for the moment, for the unlikely moment that it gets rowdy out there, right, during the week. It's just in case.
Hey.
We're recording. Keep it down.
Very rowdy in the church offices.
Yeah. Well, Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year.
It's 2026, first podcast of the new year.
Is this the first one?
I believe so.
Yeah, I guess we didn't do one. Actually, yeah, we didn't do one
last week. Yeah, holidays, we were
new
in
Year's,
and out.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is the first one of 2026. I have no idea. Do you know what number we're on? You might know, but... I don't know. We're on a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't have I used to look inside the file, the shared file on the drive. It's well over 200, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's impressive.
Which is amazing. I remember when we started doing the podcast during the COVID era, and we were doing two podcasts a week, and it were like two. That's so interesting. So interesting. The life that it's kind of taken on. Who knows what the podcast will look like in 2026?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, And people still listen after all that time too,
which is amazing. That is just wild to me. Well, it might be a little weird that it's you and I that are on the podcast because neither of us preached this past Sunday. But Jay, who did preach, is actually out. He's over in Colorado teaching some students, helping shape the minds of future ministry leaders over there while he's doing his residency out there, which means you and I get an opportunity to talk a little bit about his message this past Sunday, and maybe even more broadly, the fact that we started a new series here this month. And it's one that you're particularly excited about.
I am. I mean... Usually in January, we spend some time to kind of resituate ourselves, and answering kind of some big questions, like what are we doing here, and getting really practical about following Jesus. And so we're taking 4 weeks to do that. And I'm pumped about it. I'm get to preach this next Sunday, and I'm excited about that. And yeah, Jay kicked us off with focusing on musical worship.
Right.
In particular. But he did talk about worship in general.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. I like the fact that he specifically mentioned that because when I finally had that realization of I've been using the word worship to just explain the musical component of what we do on a Sunday morning, in that what that was actually doing was it was kind of devaluing a little bit in my heart what happens outside of that. Not that I didn't see it as important, but that I didn't see it as this act of worship, which it is. But specifically this past Sunday, what we were talking about was kind of the musical component of worship. And I really like that he had mentioned, you know, it's not all that worship is, but it's certainly not less than that. And it's certainly not just that. That worship is all of that. But I think it's actually kind of cool. I told you this off the air when it comes to music. So I think we'll probably focus in on the musical component of worship for the podcast here. If we go somewhere else, we'll follow that road. But what's neat to me is you and I, when you started working here, kind of connected over music. We realized you and I both had kind of a unique love for music.
Yeah, man, we do. And music for me has always, it's been one of those things that God has used throughout my life in different seasons of my life to help me. To encourage me, even if it hasn't been like what you'd normally consider worship music, you know, like on our playlist that you made, which thank you for doing that, by the way.
Yeah.
But he's always used it, and music stirs me personally in a way that almost nothing else really does.
Yeah. So as we're talking, that might be a really good way for us to kind of split up our time in this podcast together, is maybe talking about the impact of music in general. Of just like, how has God used music, you know, in your life? But then to really zero in on, because part of this was using, not using music as, but recognizing how music stirs up worship in our heart. And what I mean by that, I want to make sure I clarify that really quick, is one of the things Jay talked about on Sunday is that we're always worshiping something. there's never a moment we're not worshiping, is because we always find value in what we find value in what we do, and that's what worship is a value statement. So we're always finding something to worship, right? So if we're talking about music, how do we think of music as this medium to elevate how we approach God, how we think about God, how we shape our lives around God? Like, how does music do that in our life? So when I say kind of music in general, then music is worship, I mean, it's all worship, but maybe like corporate worship, like Sunday morning worship is kind of that further one. So yeah, music in general, what a beautiful, amazing gift God has given us with music, you know? When you think of music, like how does music like transform Jeff? Like what does music do for Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. It's funny. I have friends in this church where they actually think in lyric. And what I mean is, like, when you talk about God or the world, songs come to their mind, which is really beautiful. My experience of music isn't quite that way. I think that it's like, I don't know how else to say it other than I'm stirred by it. And I mean broadly for me. So it can be like jazz, for example, can stir me, or like one of our worship songs can stir me. And I think some of what's happening there, it like in us, like at least in me, it's similar to when you might look at, for some people, it might be a beautiful painting or a majestic scene, like they're out exploring the wilderness and they're stirred. I think that music is one of God's gifts that can do that in us. And I think it makes sense then that he would like orchestrate, to use a musical term, orchestrate things so that we could then use that gift from him to then praise him, to worship him, to really, it's meant to boomerang back, right, to him. He makes it and it goes back to him. But yeah, for me, it's interesting. I would like to hear your answer to this too, by the way. But I was thinking about this morning, that I could listen to music endlessly. Like, I just love it all the time, and such broad genres too. But I don't really feel like as a kid, I had some piano lessons, I had some guitar lessons, and they went fine. But I'm not really musically inclined, like, to make it.
Sure.
And like, even it's funny, you know, the practice that Jay gave us for this week and to begin was this 5 minutes of singing, 5 minutes of singing to the Lord, worship. And for me, that's actually an interesting experience, because I don't really enjoy singing in the same way as maybe some. Like, I like it, but I don't feel like I'm gifted in it. And I think there's probably a lot of people listening and even who heard that, who feel that way. Like, man, I don't really feel like it's my wiring. But it's something I've always kind of wondered, like, why God, you know, for me, I love it so much, but I'm not able to really produce. There's a reason I'm not on the worship team. Let's just put it that way, for singing or something. But I do love it so much. How about for you? Like, what, when you categorize it in your own heart, like in your own life, I know that you're listening to music all the time as well. How has God used it? Just music in general.
Yeah.
For you.
Music has, so it's funny, you were mentioning how music has this power to move you. You know, and what a gift, and what an amazing thing that there's this art medium that is able to unlock certain emotions within you, and sometimes you're not even able to like understand why it is you're feeling the way it is. Why is it that a guitar plays a certain set of chords to a certain beat, and all of a sudden I'm feeling like longing for something? Mm-hmm. What is that? Why is it doing that? You had mentioned it doing that to you. I think what music has done for me, and how God has used it, is it's helped me to actually better understand myself. So it's actually kind of the reverse, in that I feel like music has given a voice to some of what I've been feeling, and I didn't know how to express what I was feeling, and all of a sudden there was music that did that. And so I think I can think of a few times where I've heard a song that has like profoundly impacted me. And it's not because it made me feel something necessarily, but instead it gave voice to what I was feeling.
Yeah.
So let me give a short story really quick here. It was either the first or second Easter here. We were doing our Good Friday service, and I like Good Friday is already, you know, you're just, I'm thinking and pondering the work of Christ on the cross. I'm thinking about, you know, my sin and just God's work in my life. And we sang the song, Jesus, Thank You. It was the first time I'd ever heard that song. We probably sang it before. Maybe it was just like the first time I was like paying attention. I don't remember, but I remember this moment significantly, because here we are. It's Good Friday. We're singing that song, and in the line, once your enemy, now seated at your table, Jesus, thank you. And like all of a sudden there was just this rush to, like, as we're singing that, and we had the Lord's Supper set up there, and I was thinking, oh, like the gratitude. Well, I don't know. I had not felt, I guess, that intense of like both like distraught over my sin, right? Like there was like a real like, oh my goodness. The word enemy, the way that it was sang and the music and all, and then also like now seated at your table, Jesus, thank you. Like all of that at once, like just kind of like came pouring through me. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like this is giving word to a work that God has done within me. It's not necessarily like a fresh new work, but it was like this one that God had already been doing within me, and it gave voice to that. And that was like, wow, really, really powerful.
Yeah, that is really powerful. And I can relate to that. I mean, that's partly what I mean too. It's like, even if it's like someone else speaks a word that you're like, my heart's speaking that same thing, you know? And I think especially related to God. There was a season in my life too, where when Jess and I were brand new on the mission field, my pastor then, he knew how to sing psalms. He knew how to mark them and then do like kind of, I think it like plain chant basically, or plain song to them. And he and I would walk through parks in Champaign, Illinois, before I would go to campus, the University of Illinois, and we would sing them together. Wow. And it is interesting. Like Jay mentioned this in the sermon, how like many of us, if not all of us, learned the ABCs via song. And there's something about melody, words attached to a melody, that really can stick in you in a way that just words without the melody doesn't. And I think when you then apply that to like song that's either of scripture itself, like you're actually singing the scriptures like psalms, or singing worship songs like we do on a Sunday morning that are scripturally rooted but not necessarily literally scripture, there's something that it does to you, because it kind of gets in you.
Oh yeah,
in a powerful way, which is just amazing that God made us that way.
Oh, absolutely. To kind of like piggyback, I was thinking about that as I was driving in today, kind of knowing that you and I were going to do the podcast, and I was thinking about just the different ways music has helped me internalize God's word. You're talking about singing the Psalms, that's just that's so cool. I love that.
It was such a gift.
It's one of the things I love that we do here, is we frequently sing a lot of Psalms, and we have a lot of great Psalms that we can sing. But I was thinking about two things actually. The first of which is, my goodness, I can't think of which one I want to go with first. I will often gravitate towards. We'll go this way. I oftentimes gravitate. I'm the podcast guy. In the office here, I'm the guy who's always like, oh, I was listening to a podcast about that. You and Jay, whenever you're looking for a podcast, you guys come to me and you're like, hey, have you been listening to any interesting podcasts?
It's
or
true.
When you found one, you're like, oh, Christoph, you got to check out this podcast. And I love it, and I love listening to podcasts. I think it's great. I think part of the reason why I want to do that is I feel like it redeems kind of my time, and like I learn more information. I hear more stuff, right? And that's great. That's awesome. But I was thinking about how there are some psalms, there are some parts of God's word that I have learned better, like knowledge-wise, because of a three-minute song than if there was like an hour-long podcast that was about it, right? So like I'm choosing sometimes while I'm driving to listen to a podcast, a long form podcast where they're talking about something, and you know, it's across the board. But I like a lot of the faith-based podcasts and a lot of that are on scripture. But there is something about a song that, like you were saying, sticks in your head, internalizes it into my heart, and then when I most need it, it's like it's like those treasures that are stored up in your heart that then pour forth because I have that song like stored up, you know? And it's not because of the song that, you know, I have that treasure store. It's because of the truth of who God is and God's word and what it represents. But so I think sometimes the power of a song is that it can actually teach you more about God than an hour-long podcast can. And I know for myself, I was convicted because sometimes I choose the podcast over the song when what would be best for my heart in that moment would be the music.
Yeah, that's a really cool insight. And I think you're right. And it's amazing how really deep theology and deep thoughts like about who God is and who we are and how he made us and how majestic he is can be summarized in like a sentence.
Oh, yeah.
In a song. Yeah. And it takes, you know, a whole sermon to do it outside of a song or yeah, like an hour-long podcast.
I mean, I'll throw this out there, and maybe this is opening a can of worms. I don't know. But you and I both really enjoy some Christian hip-hop.
Yeah.
And we've both talked about how sometimes some of the truth that is contained within some of that Christian hip-hop is exactly like you just said. A single sentence or a single line is so profound that it will just sit on me, and oh my goodness, like that. Because it's poetry, but it's poetry in motion, you know. So absolutely, and I wish I had one right off the top of my head. I wasn't thinking about Christian hip hop coming in here, but that's been one of those avenues to which that has preached sometimes more to me than like an hour long or re-listening to a sermon during a weekday. Would. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, and a lot of times it's a really good thing. But there's sometimes that's the better choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And there's something too about when you sing. So, like what we're practicing, singing out, there's a lot of power in that. Again, because I'm gonna probably go into this a little more on Sunday too, but remembering who we are as humans, remembering how God made us, is that we are an embodied soul. That is, we have a physical body, and then we have this unseen inner person, right? And when you're listening and meditating, a lot of the times, even when you're enjoying, like when I'm enjoying some jazz or something, it's pretty internal. You know, my ears are obviously active, so that's physical, but the rest of me is pretty much not. But when we sing to God, when we sing out in worship, we're really engaging lots of who he made us to be. Many of our parts, like both the unseen part of us in our heart, but then also our voices and our vocal cords and then the emotion that can go with that is being engaged as well. And I think that's really a powerful thing. That's why I think it's really important that when we think of worship, Jay made the point too, I think this was a key point, that we are always worshiping and you don't ever stop worshiping.
Yeah.
Right? You actually have to exchange what you're worshiping. So if I want to stop worshiping a created thing, because I realize that thing can't be ultimate in my life, right? I was made by God for God, and I want to worship him. It usually, for most of us, doesn't work just to say, I'm going to stop worshiping that created thing, like money, for example, or success. We need to actually start practicing something differently.
Yeah.
And that's where there's so much power in just like this 5 minutes of singing, even if it doesn't feel natural to you. So like I was saying that earlier, and you know, a couple minutes ago, that for me, I'm not super comfortable with my voice, like in front of people. That's not something I feel like God gifted me in, but I still sing.
Yeah.
This morning when I was singing, I was so thankful I had noise canceling headphones, you know, like I really can't
hear. Jeff, be kind to yourself. Come on.
But I think there's probably people listening that can kind of relate to that, where you're like, it's great. I love hearing Jason and Joe and Sarah and the worship team lead us. Their voices are amazing. And you might feel like,
yeah, I was going to say, try living with, you know, a worship leader for a wife. And
I know I've often thought if I could sing like one of them, I would be the most annoying human ever because I would never stop because I love music so much.
Sure.
But I'm not saying that to really denigrate myself so much as to say, that's okay. Like if you feel that, like if music for you, like singing out isn't your natural wiring, that's okay. It's still worth it to practice this and to kind of step into it and to see what God might do as you experience that, as you practice it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. And I think as I'm thinking of kind of like now going from just like how it's affected us personally, how does it affect us corporately? To be vulnerable enough to do that in front of other people, to sing and to feel those emotions. And like, that's a really unique, a unique experience that you don't really experience outside of church, right? You don't experience that outside of kind of the corporate Sunday morning worship, is gathering with all these other people and then like expressing yourself emotionally, right? To allow yourself to feel in front of all these other people. But it's because you recognize, like, wow, there's some, it is that, is recognizing that it is worth it to feel all of those things in front of all these people, because it's not in front of all these people, it's in front of God.
Yeah.
And who cares if the other people see it, if God is the one who is seeing that, you know?
Right. It's interesting. Like, the only other context, and Jay mentioned that, was like a sporting event is really the only other place that you will hear mass amounts of people singing about something.
Yeah.
Whether it's singing like the national anthem or singing, you know, Go Pack Go. I was at the game a week ago, and
right.
Of course you sing that, right? Because
right.
It's interesting. Like, we don't sing about things that don't matter to us. Have you thought about that? Like, the things that we sing about are things that really matter.
I don't know, man. You ask my kids about, you know, Baby Shark. I don't know.
I mean, I've never heard 1,000 people singing that together.
I guess.
So I'm saying,
you gather like 1,000 3-year-olds and
yeah, they might, and that matters to them. But
right.
But like, we sing about like our country. We sing about the team that we are. And obviously, I think for most of our hearts, there's different levels of like how much it matters. Like, for me, I might sing Go Pack Go, but it really doesn't matter for my week. But
right.
It's fun to do it because you're part of the group doing it. But there's something about us that if we are going to sing, it's usually going to be about something that does matter, especially if we're going to do it with a bunch of other people.
Sure.
So I think that what you're saying is really important for us. Like, it makes what we're doing together on a Sunday morning. Like, we mentioned this, like, when we take communion, this is a holy thing. This is a moment of reverence and joy. And when we sing with other people, it's a gift to be able to do that with each other. It's directed at God, but it's also like, I need to hear you singing.
Yeah.
And you need to hear me. Like, we're encouraging each other by our voices in a way that I think it's hard to, like, if we want to get real granular, I don't know if we could exactly pull out why that's important and how it works for each one of us. We just know it does.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, if we are going to be God's family on mission, if we are going to be people who say, like, God has so impacted, He's freed us from our sin, He has called us sons and daughters, welcomed us into His kingdom, and now we are going to go and welcome other people in His kingdom, then when we are with our brothers and sisters in Christ, we ought to be able to be that kind of vulnerable, right? Like, it's in those spaces where we actually are God's family together worshiping Him. And like, I don't know about you, but there is a unique set, there's a unique vulnerability I am able to be around my family,
mm-hmm.
because it's my family. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I'm not on guard, like, there's a uniqueness to that. There's a uniqueness to that as well when it comes to being God's family, worshiping the Lord together on a Sunday morning. You know, that's a really beautiful thing. And I think we ought to, you know, embrace that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a level of intimacy, right?
Yeah.
And there's an intimacy that parents have with their kids that's unique. And then there's an intimacy we have as brothers and sisters in Christ when we get to sing together that is unique. There's nothing else like it. You know, it's just really powerful. And I think it's important. I mean, the daily practice of it, to me, like, I don't know about you, so my devotional practices, like my spiritual disciplines, singing is not one of them that I'm used to doing. So for me, doing that, like, beginning to do this, I'll listen to worship music, and I will, like, there are moments, I think, where I will sing, but it's not like an everyday thing at all when I'm not with the body. But I found, even this morning as I was singing, one of the albums, I think it would be helpful if we mentioned a couple that have been helpful
yeah,
to us, but
yeah.
You know, in addition to the playlist. So one of the albums that God has used a lot, in my heart, is one by Shane and Shane is the name of the artist, Shane and Shane. And it's Psalms Volume 2. And every single song is a psalm or some kind of reimagined telling of a psalm. And there's one on there called Psalm 46. And man, it is amazing what it stirs in me. And I do sing that one. I just know it so well. And it's such a reminder of God's presence, His strength, and how He's with me and I'm with Him
as
I go through life. Another one that I'll just mention quickly is this guy, John Guerra, Guerra.
I love that you pronounce it that way because I have no idea how to pronounce his last name.
I would say it Guerra, but I want people to know there's a U. So G-U-E-R-A. He has an album called Jesus. And it is so beautiful. And it's not one I usually sing along to so much is that I'm moved by. There's a song in the beginning that it starts with, and it's like God in the beginning creating the Trinity. And it is so powerful that it kind of brings me to like tears when I listen to it. Yeah. If I'm like thinking what I'm hearing.
That's beautiful. I love that. Well, I love that you mentioned that because he has mentioned, I've listened to a couple podcasts with him talking about a podcast. Mm. He has kind of described himself as someone who writes music for Monday to Saturday. He said specifically worship music for Monday through Saturday.
So John Guerra said that.
Yeah, he said that. The Russell Moore podcast. He had an episode with him, which was really good.
I love that.
Which is cool. I'll mention a couple as well. I will say I feel very blessed in that some of my favorite music is the music that we play on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So I was listening to a lot of the artists we sing on Sunday morning before I even moved back here. I felt incredibly blessed that we had Citizens come and lead us in a night of worship one night, mm-hmm. because I've been listening to Citizens forever. Their first album, it's not Join the Triumph, it's the one right before that. I also really enjoy Join the Triumph. They have a handful of hymns that are in there that are awesome hymns, but they do just a really neat version. I'll also say The Modern Post, which is another band that we sing some of their songs, including one that's been... I don't know if this happens with you at all, but this one has been... Psalm 145 has just been stuck in my brain, I don't know, for probably the past like 2 or 3 months. And I actually listen to that every Sunday morning as I'm driving in. So I love those. I'll even go a little old school. So here, I'll go a little old school. This isn't even really that old school. But one of my favorites for a long time when I was in college was David Crowder Band.
Mm-hmm.
Loved David Crowder Band. I think it was Illuminate was the album. And they did, that was where they did Oh Praise Him, and they did a handful of classic hymns. Like, I loved that David Crowder Band album. Most people now know Crowder, which is kind of like the folk rock dude on Christian radio station, but he led the David Crowder Band, which was a worship band originally before that. And it was, so not to be confused, Crowder's cool, but that to me is not necessarily like Sunday morning worship type music. Might be for you. I don't know. But David Crowder Band is one that I absolutely love as well. And we'll sing regularly. And so what we do in our house, I will say that we, because Sarah's a worship leader, she loves playing music and leading worship. We music is almost always on at our house. So like this challenge for us is one where we're like, it's one where we're now being a little more deliberate this week. So we're recording this on a Tuesday. So we've only had a couple of days, but like, for example, for us, we have taken our time with our kids to school. I drive the kids to school. And so we'll sing, I've had them pick a worship song yesterday and today, and we've sang it. And then we pray for school. We've also been doing it before bed the last couple of nights. So we've been doing worship before bed. But if you come into our house, we pretty typically either have music playing or Sarah's playing the guitar and singing or something like that, which is just awesome. And so I think this is a practice for a devotional is great, because oftentimes we think of devotionals and we just think of 5 minutes in God's word. We think of a devotional written by somebody else. This is one where, no, like sing a song. It was one of the, I'll say this, it was one of the, I have a daily, it's like a devotional, but it's called a personal liturgy. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. You're the one who introduced me to it. Not Every Moment Holy. It's the other one. Be Thou My Vision.
Mm.
Be Thou My Vision. So this is another great resource. If you're looking for something for personal devotional time, Be Thou My Vision was written by somebody who wanted to create kind of like a liturgy, which is just when we say the word liturgy, I know some people think of cathedrals and they think of the priestly robes and all that stuff. When we say liturgy, liturgy is just a fancy word for order of worship. Every church has a liturgy. We have a liturgy. That's all it means, is an order of worship. But they wanted to create an order of worship for their devotional time. And they were asking the question, how could if I were to create for myself and just have it not be just like a single Bible verse and then some thoughts about it, but instead have it be a fleshed out liturgy of devotional time, what would that look like? And what I love about that is it has singing baked into it every day. So there's scripture, mm-hmm. there's some reading from some theologians or pastors, There's some creeds and confessions, and then there's always a little bit of singing that's in there as well. It's a hymn or a psalm. The doxology's in there frequently. I think that's beautiful. I think that's really neat. And I would commend that to anybody who's looking for a devotional time, Be That My Vision, but then to also incorporate music into your devotional time, to not have it just be words written, which is great, but also have it be songs.
Yeah, there's something powerful about just the practice of not just thinking the things too, but singing them out, however you feel your voice is, to sing them out to God and to make it about Him, you know. And that our temptation in all of these the practices we're going to talk about in these 4 weeks, I think our temptation is often to make it about something other than God, to make it about ourselves, you know, or like preferences or our desires, but it's about Him. And so getting to actually offer Him praise with our mouth and our voice that He gave us it's how we were made, right? It's like I was going to say natural, but I think there's a better word for it. It's like, it's part of what it means to be human, to be the image of God, is to be able to give voice and praise to Him.
Well, there's a reason why the largest book in Scripture is the Psalms, right? There's a reason why God dedicated that much space to His Word, His people writing these songs and to Him. There's something to that. And like, we should take that pretty seriously.
Yes. Yeah, agreed.
So I would say this would be kind of my final thoughts, and then maybe we can start to wrap it up, is this. Don't just take this for granted. Like, actually be deliberate. So this would be my encouragement. You're probably going to listen to this about halfway through the week, and here's what's going to happen. We've got some people who are going to, they took the devotional challenge seriously for Monday. Tuesday, they may have forgotten, and by Wednesday, they're like, well, we'll just wait for the next one. And if I just described you, like, don't hear that as me like heaping shame on. Instead, this is what I want to encourage you with, is don't miss this opportunity. Be deliberate with this and enjoy it. And I think that you're going to really be blessed by taking just 5 minutes. So to remind you, take 5 minutes to sing worship to the Lord. We've given resources. We have a Spotify playlist. We have an Apple Music playlist. We have a Amazon Music playlist. So we've got most of the playlist. And if you're like, I don't have any of those, we can send you a list. We'll send you the list of songs, or just a worship song that has blessed you. You know, it could be a worship song that blessed you. 5 minutes of singing those songs and just see how that blesses you. And be deliberate about it. That would be my encouragement. Be deliberate about it. Do it intentionally. Don't just have it on in the background while you're like washing dishes. It's not a bad thing to do that, but do it deliberately. Don't just have it as a background thing. Do it with intention.
Yeah, I agree. It's if you even think of it as an experiment, you know, like the point of it isn't the performance of it. It's not graded. It's your heart seeking God, your heart praising Him and speaking to Him with song. And, you know, if you're not accustomed to it, it's challenging. I think if anything that you do that's new is going to be that way. But I think beginning to practice it and building it in, especially when it comes to with other people, could be really beneficial.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's awesome, Jeff. Thank you so much for podcasting
with me. Yeah, you too, man. It's good to be with you.
I always enjoy it. If you have any questions for the podcast or you want to be connected, you can do that online, faithpeshtigo.com. You can send us an email, connect@faithpeshtigo.com. As you go this week, we just pray that you'd be blessed. Enjoy that devotional time with the Lord. And as you go in peace.